have you ever tried opera? And have you ever tried Shakespeare? And what happens when you put the two together? Well, with over 35 years of productions, Mid Wales Opera do it spectacularly. And Jonathan Linus is here to talk about their current production of Verdi's Macbeth, which is coming to the Courtyard on March the 16th. 35 years, that's quite a history.
It is quite a history, yeah. And during that time, Mid Wales Opera have never staged Macbeth. This is a first for us.
Obviously, it's the word. It's the play that some people say is unspeakable. Are we okay to be actually saying the name of it?
Well, I think we can say it because this is actually the opera. But I'm just going to say the play anyway because I'm not particularly superstitious. So Verdi's Macbeth is an opera. It's based on Shakespeare's play. Macbeth is, in a nutshell, it's set in Scotland. It charts the murderous rise to power of a successful military general who is Macbeth, aided and abetted and cajoled all the way by his psychotic wife, Lady Macbeth, and guided additionally by a group of mysterious witches who actually open the play.
Yeah.
But the opera is by Verdi, Italian composer. I mean, anyone out there who loves, I don't know, the tenor opera singer Luciano Pavarotti will no doubt be familiar with Verdi's music. Verdi and Puccini are the two great popular Italian opera composers.
Madame Butterfly, one of Puccini's.
And it turns out that Verdi loved Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So Verdi's opera Macbeth is based on Shakespeare's play.
Has Verdi done other Shakespeare plays and turned them
he
into
has,
opera?
He has, yeah. Yeah, Verdi wrote about 26 operas, and three of them are based on Shakespeare. Another famous one is Othello. But Macbeth was the first of his three Shakespeare operas. And it's, it's a wonderful piece. I mean, the music is fantastically, I don't know, Italianate. It's earthy, it's muscular, it's also romantic and beautiful and moving. It's a brilliant, brilliant story, of course. You can't go wrong with a piece like Macbeth.
Yeah, and adding music to the bard's words brings a whole new level to it, I guess.
Well, it does. So what Verdi did, of course, is he had actually had a copy of all of Shakespeare's works by his bedside all through his life. He was a fan. And so what he's done is he's translated much of the original play into Italian. And then what we're doing is we're putting it back into English. So we're performing in English, if you like. An English play that was originally then became Italian, then became English again, if you can get your head around that.
Yeah.
But all your audiences really need to know is that it's in English.
Yeah, and you don't have to dress up to come to the opera, do you?
You do not have to dress up. You can come in jeans and T-shirt. It starts at 7:30. It finishes about 10. There's an interval halfway. Plenty of time to get a drink afterwards. And it's one thing I would say is that it's an incredibly contemporary piece. You know, the top of Act 4 begins with a wonderful chorus of Scottish refugees stuck on the border with England, bemoaning the fate of their homeland, which has been taken over by Macbeth. We have a large cast on stage. We've got extra amateur singers from Hereford and the surrounding areas taking part in the scene. So the opera is about, frankly, dictators and refugees, which is remarably contemporary in today's global politics, I would say.
I was going to say nothing about a certain leader of the SNP. 17 professional singers on stage as well, led by Canadian baritone Jean-Christophe Bouton as Macbeth.
That's correct. He's in the title role of Macbeth, and we have the wonderful Welsh soprano Mary Wynne Williams singing Lady Macbeth, who is absolutely fantastic, worth the ticket price alone, I would say. But most importantly of all, you know, we've got 12 players in the orchestra, we've got 17 cast on stage. But it's, you know, there is nothing like a live event, you know, be that a sports event or live theatre, being in a crowd, experiencing this sort of thing with other audience. You know, how often do you get the chance to witness and enjoy a live Verdi opera sung in English with a terrific story that moves at breakneck speed? Rarely, I'd say.
Yeah.
So here we are at the Courtyard tomorrow night, 7:30 start, 10 o'clock finish. And I can absolutely promise that anyone coming will leave the theatre feeling, you know, uplifted, invigorated by the whole experience.
And if you miss tomorrow night's performance, of course, also you're at Theatre Bracaniach in Brecon on the 23rd.
We are next Saturday, and we go to Milford Haven and Llanelli in between.
Yeah, excellent.
So, we're pretty busy.
Excellent stuff. Tomorrow night, Courtyard. Tickets available from midwalesopera.co.uk or the Courtyard's box office as well. The number escapes me off the top of my head. I used to know it perfectly off the top of my head. Jonathan, a fantastic production. Break a leg is still the correct thing to say, isn't it, for tomorrow night?
Yeah, you can say that. That's all right.
But don't mention the name unless it's part of the performance.
Don't mention the name.
Yeah. Thank you for your time, Jonathan. And break a leg with Macbeth. Operatic, Verdi's Macbeth, performed by the Mid Wales Opera. It's at the Courtyard. Get your tickets for tomorrow night's performance.
Thank you very much, Mark.
There we are. Thank you, Jonathan. We're in commercial break.
Thanks, Mark.
You're very welcome. And, break a leg, have a fantastic performance and tour.
Will do.